Well, hello and welcome, everyone. This is your host of the Voices of Courage show, Ken D. Foster. Did you know that what you eat can actually impact your moods? Well, you might even know that, right? Because some of you go up and down like a yo-yo. And quite frankly, I myself used to do that years ago. I couldn't figure it out. But what I figured out over time was that what I was eating was impacting my emotional states. It was impacting my well-being. It was impacting my productivity. Maybe it was impacting even the way I showed up in life, right? Well, listen, it's a serious subject. And it's something that can really impact your life in many ways. So I'm going to call this show today, The Courage to Change the Way You Eat. And what I'm going to do is help you with the understanding of what needs to happen so that you actually can feel more energy, more vitality, be more productive, be happier, more joyful, and make better decisions as a result of all of that. How cool is that? I have a guest on my show, and I'm going to reveal that to you in just a minute. But she's here from a medical point of view. She's an MD, and she's here from a medical point of view to help you to understand what's really going on with you. So pay attention. This is a show that I think will be one that you will want to share with a whole bunch of people in your life. We'll be right back after the break with my guest.
If you use Tylenol or acetaminophen during your pregnancy and your child was later diagnosed with ADHD, autism spectrum disorder, cerebral palsy, or other neurological disorders, you may qualify for financial compensation. Emerging lawsuits allege that manufacturers of acetaminophen failed to properly warn pregnant women of the potential harm for their unborn children. Call now to see if you qualify for financial compensation. It costs you nothing if you don't win.
Call 800-820-1276.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
Hi, JJ's back because this is important. Do you know if your Medicare Advantage plan benefits are changing this year? Are your costs and copays going up? Is your doctor still covered? During the annual enrollment period, you can call to find out all the changes to your coverage. Plus, see if you're eligible for a plan with the benefit that adds money back to your Social Security check every month. AEP has a deadline, so don't delay. Call now.
I called to find a plan with lower copays and more dental coverage.
I called to see if my zip code has a plan with the benefit that adds money back to my Social Security check.
I called to make sure my doctors are still in my plan.
Extra benefits, extra money. Dynamite! AEP has a deadline, so don't delay. Call now.
Call 1-800-957-1821. That's 1-800-957-1821 now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get Nano's revolutionary technology for just $297. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The CIC Recharge is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Nano hearing aids for just $297. Plus, we'll add a portable charging case and ship your order absolutely free. The CIC Recharge has a tiny in-the-ear canal design that is nearly invisible. Why keep missing out on important conversations or waste thousands of dollars? Call and get two CIC Recharge hearing aids for only $297 and free shipping.
800-817-7419. Again, that's 800-817-7419.
If you use Tylenol or acetaminophen during your pregnancy and your child was later diagnosed with ADHD, autism spectrum disorder, cerebral palsy, or other neurological disorders, you may qualify for financial compensation. Emerging lawsuits allege that manufacturers of acetaminophen failed to properly warn pregnant women of the potential harm for their unborn children. Call now to see if you qualify for financial compensation. It costs you nothing if you don't win.
Call 800-820-1276.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force, and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Well, welcome back to the show. As I mentioned, I have a special guest today. Her name is Dr. Colette Chaudhry, and she's an MD, and I hope I got that name right, doctor. Can I just call you Dr. Casey? Maybe that's easier.
You can call me Dr. Casey. It'll make your life a lot easier.
I love that, doctor. Well, Dr. Casey, she's the author of two books. One is called The Prime, and the other one is called Sound Medicine. And she says that what you eat could definitely be causing mood disorders, but consulting your dosha can help. Wow. I hate that. A lot of our people going, dosha, what's that?
What's a dosha?
Yeah, what's a dosha? Well, let's kind of jump into this. You know, I know you you have been an internationally recognized expert. You know, you're on Dr. Oz, go-to medical correspondent. And you've done Ayurvedic medicine practices for probably a long time, probably decades, is my guess.
Yes.
And so, you know, we all have different body types, different energy fields, and we're going to talk about that today so we can help people to maybe change that up. How did you get into this energy medicine, I want to call it? Let's just call it that.
Well, I got into it, I think, the way kind of most physicians get into things, which is you become a patient that and you can't help yourself. And so I was a neurologist. I still am a neurologist. But when I very first started doing neurology, I developed migraine headaches. And so, you know, here I was with all the confidence of, you know, over a decade of medical knowledge by that time. I figured, no problem. I've got headaches. I can treat this. And I couldn't. The side effects from the medications were worse than the headaches. And that's when I turned to Ayurvedic medicine, which is the ancient medical system of India, where they use food as medicine. And within 3 months, I was headache free. I had lost 10 pounds that I never knew I had gained. I had more energy than I had had in over a decade. And it just completely shifted my perspective on how to approach health, you know, mental health, physical health. How to look at ourselves from the perspective that our foods and our behaviors ultimately dictate the kind of life we lead.
You know, a lot of people don't think that. In fact, I think a lot of people, you know, I look around, you know, when I fly into airports or I'm, you know, mm-hmm. traveling around the United States, it seems like there's a whole bunch of people that are obese and, you know, low energy, that type of thing. So how do we shift that consciousness within in a soul that so that they can start to eat in a different way?
It's a really great question. That is what has led me to dedicating myself to teaching the principles of Ayurveda. Because Ken, I know you know this, knowledge is power, mm-hmm. right? And so when you say a lot of people don't think that, a lot of people simply don't know that. They haven't been taught this because their physicians aren't having these conversations with them. So I'm trying to have this conversation with them on behalf of their physician. So really, it's teaching the basics. And in Ayurveda, one of the fundamental teaching points is know your mind-body type. That's what a dosha is. It's your mind-body type. And there are three, vata, pitta, and kapha. And when you know that, and this is the great part, Ken, is when you can see the characteristics and go like, oh my God, yes, that does describe me. Then there's just all of these prescriptive measures of, okay, so if this is what you're like, eat like this, live like this. And then you start experiencing the benefits rather than having somebody tell you, you know, take this pill, you know, oh, I can go into my kitchen and I can eat like this in order to feel better.
Well, you know, the mind is an interesting, because it's mind body medicine. And, you know, and I think, you know, with the mind, a lot of folks are out there, you know, using their mind to focus on, you know, Doritos or focus on the next cake or focus on the big steak, you know, and, you know, I'm not putting that down. I'm just saying that you may want to shift your mind to focus on learning about the doshas. That's really what we're talking about here.
Absolutely. That, and you know, it's yeah, hard too, because we're getting all of this advertising too, that saying eat like this, right? We're not getting advertising that saying know your body type so that you can save thousands and thousands of dollars on healthcare and, you know, live a more efficient life. We're not getting those kind of messages. So people really have to seek them out, which is what it's so great to have shows like your where people can find this information.
Well, you know, I think you make a good point. And, you know, they have a vested interest. You know, the marketers have a vested interest in you buying their product, right?
Yes.
Whether that product is healthy or not for you, whether it's going to help you have energy or lasting health or not, it's not really the concern of a lot of these companies out there.
Right.
You know, if you read the labels and you start to go, wow, look what I'm putting in my body. Boy, it's a scary thought. I know when I started reading labels, I was like, really? I put all this in my body?
This is legal to consume? And even going beyond labels, what about the people who are trying to do their best, right? They're trying to eat right. And they're like, well, my spouse did this diet and was perfectly fine. Then I did it. Or my best friend did it and was perfectly fine. Then I did it. And it was disastrous. That is where understanding your individual dosha type makes your life so much easier. I think one of the reasons, Ken, that people fight making healthy choices is they think they have to give up everything, right? Because that's the way we approach everything is, oh, just give up everything. Do the elimination diet, eliminate anything. And that's what makes knowing your dosha so cost effective and time efficient is you're only reducing the things that are specific to your unique, you know, mind body type that may be bringing it out of balance, and you're choosing the things that will help to bring it in balance. So it's just kind of hitting the easy button on this whole approach, so you don't feel like you're all over the place and having to do it by trial and error.
Yeah, let's give the audience a quick kind of review of the doshas,
sure,
and you know their body type. So you know, vata, pitta, and kapas, and
yes.
Why don't we start with the vata? What's the predominantly vata body look like or mind body look like?
Well, the elements associated with vata are space and air. So it tends to be more small framed body. So when you think of people like Audrey Hepburn or actresses in our modern time like Emma Stone, they have a classic vata body type, very, very small frame. And because of the elements associated with it, they're naturally very creative. They have, you know, bubbly personalities, lots of energies. But when they get out of balance, they can have issues like constipation, insomnia, and anxiety. So for balancing vata, there's a specific diet. And then when we go on to the pitta dosha, so pitta is a combination of the elements of fire and water. And so, you know, a common pitta person in pop culture would be like Madonna, right? There's a certain intensity to them. They have medium build, very, very, very good muscle tone. And I don't know if you remember the cartoon character Yosemite Sam. Do you remember that? I still remember Yosemite
Sam. I sure
do. Yeah,
absolutely.
So Yosemite Sam is a great example of somebody with a pitta imbalance. So In balance, pitta people have lots of energy. You know, they are very, very focused, bright people, goal-oriented. But when they get out of balance, they tend to have inflammatory problems. They get angry easily. They get heat, you know, in the gut easily. So that is why we need to give pitta people a specific diet to help bring them back into balance. And then finally, we have the kapha dosha. So kapha is a combination of water and earth. So they tend to be bigger boned, sturdier, larger build. And again, because of that, they have a lot of wonderful characteristics like strength, immunity, endurance. But when they get out of balance, it can lead to diabetes, obesity, depression. So it's just a matter of understanding which dosha you are and then eating accordingly.
Okay. And I want to talk about the eating accordingly when we get back. What maybe are some recommended areas to eat, you know, in Vata, Pitta, and Kapha?
Sure.
So I'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. We'll talk about that. Plus, I want to take a deep dive into your books and what you have there to offer and where we can help shift our mindsets and support what we're talking about today. So we'll be right back.
If you use Tylenol or acetaminophen during your pregnancy and your child was later diagnosed with ADHD, autism spectrum disorder, cerebral palsy, or other neurological disorders, you may qualify for financial compensation. Emerging lawsuits allege that manufacturers of acetaminophen failed to properly warn pregnant women of the potential harm for their unborn children. Call now to see if you qualify for financial compensation. It costs you nothing if you don't win.
Call 800-820-1276.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
Hi, JJ is back because this is important. Do you know if your Medicare Advantage plan benefits are changing this year? Are your costs and copays going up? Is your doctor still covered? During the annual enrollment period, you can call to find out all the changes to your coverage. Plus, see if you're eligible for a plan with the benefit that adds money back to your Social Security check every month. AEP has a deadline, so don't delay. Call now.
I called to find a plan with lower copays and more dental coverage.
I called to see if my zip code has a plan with the benefit that adds money back to my Social Security check.
I called to make sure my doctors are still in my plan.
Extra benefits, extra money. Dynamite! AEP has a deadline, so don't delay. Call now.
Call 1-800-957-1821. That's 1-800-957-1821 now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get Nano's revolutionary technology for just $297. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The CIC Recharge is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Nano hearing aids for just $297. Plus, we'll add a portable charging case and ship your order absolutely free. The CIC Recharge has a tiny in-the-ear canal design that is nearly invisible. Why keep missing out on important conversations or waste thousands of dollars? Call and get two CIC Recharge hearing aids for only $297 and free shipping.
800-817-7419. Again, that's 800-817-7419.
If you use Tylenol or acetaminophen during your pregnancy and your child was later diagnosed with ADHD, autism spectrum disorder, cerebral palsy, or other neurological disorders, you may qualify for financial compensation. Emerging lawsuits allege that manufacturers of acetaminophen failed to properly warn pregnant women of the potential harm for their unborn children. Call now to see if you qualify for financial compensation. It costs you nothing if you don't win.
Call 800-820-1276.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything: Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific, focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force, and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Well, we're talking about the courage to change what you eat today. And I want to say that this has been a very interesting discussion so far with my guest, Dr. Casey. All right, let's take a little deeper dive into Vata Pitta Kapha and what foods might be right for those different mind-body modes.
So there's a concept in Ayurveda, Ken, where like increases like and opposites are used as medicine. And what that means is if you eat foods that are like your dosha, it'll increase that imbalance. If you eat foods that are the opposite of your dosha, it'll treat those foods like a medicine to your imbalance. So let's go into each one of these. So I said vata tends to be very light, it's cold, it's rough. And so foods that would aggravate vata, make vata worse, are foods that would be dry in nature or cold. So think about like crackers or iced drinks or raw foods. And it's so funny because most people with a vata imbalance are usually on a raw diet. It's the worst diet that they can be on. And because of that, it increases vata, and that can lead to issues like chronic anxiety and insomnia. So vata needs things that are warm and unctuous. When I say unctuous, I mean healthy fats like ghee, which is clarified butter. You know, they need foods that are grounding. And so not things that are cold, but things that are nice and warm and soupy, you know, baked vegetables, root vegetables in particular. Those are all balancing to vata.
And what about the pittas? What do they need?
So pitta is naturally a fiery dosha. And of course, all of my patients with the pitta imbalance come in and they're, you know, addicted to their hot sauces and, you know, heating foods and drinks like alcohol or fermented foods like kombucha. And so again, like increases like. So if you're eating heating foods, it means more heat for the already hot pitta dosha. And so they'll come in very inflamed, their body's inflamed, they're feeling inflamed, you know, feeling angry, irritable. So for pitta, you want cooling foods. So green leafy vegetables are cooling for pitta. You know, juicy melons are cooling for pitta. Coconut is really cooling for pitta. So again, opposites are used as medicine. And this tends to temper down, you know, their overly heated personality that gets aggravated when it's eating foods that are too hot.
Interesting. And how about the kaphas?
And so kapha is naturally very sturdy. It's very, very earthy already, and it's heavy and it's slow. And so kaphas do great with a vegan diet, just lots and lots of vegetables, lots of heating spices like ginger, garlic, onions, black pepper. And the foods, of course, that they love are all of the foods that they shouldn't be eating, like a lot of meat and dairy and sugar. And kapha people, when they can follow a vegan diet, they just do so amazingly well. And one of my favorite examples of kapha in our pop culture is Winnie the Pooh. And what does Pooh love eating? You know, he loves eating honey. And that's the one sweetener that's actually balancing for kapha. So if they want something sweet, they should use honey as the sweetener.
Now, how do we know if we are that? Like I'm thinking, I'm listening to you, Vata Pitta Kapha, and I'm going, well, I have a little of all of that in me.
Yes. Okay. So you're actually tuning into a really important part. We all have all of them in us because these are the energies in our body. These are the energies that structure nature. But most of us will have one or two that are dominant. And for the majority, they'll have two that kind of have at times where one becomes a little more dominant and another becomes more dominant. That's why it's so important to understand these doshas the way that you would understand like a good friend, understand the characteristics, because you'll see how that dosha changes at different times in your life. It changes during different life stages, even different seasons. Like, Ken, you might notice like more pitta in the summertime because that's when pitta naturally is higher, or more vata in the fall because that's when vata is higher, or more kapha in the spring because that's when kapha is higher. So we have one or two that is predominant, but because of external forces, we'll notice that, oh, one is getting higher now because of this influence. So it's important just to understand all the three doshas and then see when is one getting more dominant versus another, and then eating accordingly. We love to kind of approach diet and lifestyle from such a cookie cutter place because in a way we think it makes it easier, but long term it doesn't. We're super dynamic and we change and things influence us. And if we approach our body and our mind as a, you know, dynamic entity that needs insight on a regular basis, and we need a relationship with our body and mind, then we'll be able to balance it easily.
Well, you know, I can speak for me. You know, when I was younger, and I bet this applies to a lot of you, when, you know, you're younger, you could eat just about anything. Yeah. And it didn't seem to impact you. That may or may not be true, by the way. But it didn't seem to. And, you know, today I can look at a piece of cake and I'll, you know, put a pound on just thinking about it.
So that's what kapha people say. That's a kapha tendency, is they'll look at cake and they'll eat it. But what you're describing about being able to eat anything when you're younger, that's a pitta tendency. So it means you had more pitta when you were younger. You've developed more kapha as you've gotten older. But you see how you start to kind of piece all this together and you go, oh, wait a minute. My story, my life narrative actually makes sense when I can identify the different energies that were working, you know, actively at that time of life.
Well, you know what I like about what you just said? This isn't a structure that's rigid. This is something that changes over time. And we notice, you know, how it changes in us. Quite frankly, I didn't know that. So I'm really happy you told me that.
You know, and Ken, for women, because, you know, when they get into perimenopause and menopause, it's massive transitions. And so when you understand what doshas are getting out of balance at time, it makes that transition so much easier. So there's so many times in our life where we're going through changes. And that's why this ancient knowledge, which has survived thousands and thousands and thousands of years, is so helpful to us in the modern world. Because, my God, it's hard enough. Like, it's hard enough not understanding what you should be eating. So let's take at least the guesswork out for that part. Let's make it as easy as possible to be us.
Well, okay. So when I come back, definitely we're going to take a dive into your book. And but one last question before I come back that I'm thinking about, that I'll take the break and you can answer it, is so if a person has a specific health issue, let's say they got a thyroid issue, they've got a gut issue, they've got a, you know, bowel issue, you know, whatever it is, or something going on with their legs, can we identify foods that might be healthy for that? Or not? Okay, don't answer.
I'm not going to answer. I'm not going to answer.
And for all of you that have been listening to this show, I hope you'll pass it on. You know, you hear me say that time and time again, but this is an important show. Why don't you pass it on to just one person today and allow them the gift of learning about the doshas, learning about how to change their health, change their vitality, have more energy, and be smarter. I mean, how cool is that? Well, I hope you'll take me up on that. And for the rest of you that have been listening to the show, and you do listen to the show, I pray that you will continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible and just live a brilliant life. Talk to you soon. Well, hello and welcome, everyone. This is your host of the Voices of Courage show, Ken D. Foster. Did you know that what you eat can actually impact your moods? Well, you might even know that, right? Because some of you go up and down like a yo-yo. And quite frankly, I myself used to do that years ago. I couldn't figure it out. But what I figured out over time was that what I was eating was impacting my emotional states. It was impacting my well-being. It was impacting my productivity. Maybe it was impacting even the way I showed up in life, right? Well, listen, it's a serious subject. And it's something that can really impact your life in many ways. So I'm going to call this show today, The Courage to Change the Way You Eat. And what I'm going to do is help you with the understanding of what needs to happen so that you actually can feel more energy, more vitality, be more productive, be happier, more joyful, and make better decisions as a result of all of that. How cool is that? I have a guest on my show, and I'm going to reveal that to you in just a minute. But she's here from a medical point of view. She's an MD, and she's here from a medical point of view to help you to understand what's really going on with you. So pay attention. This is a show that I think will be one that you will want to share with a whole bunch of people in your life. We'll be right back after the break with my guest.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
If you use Tylenol or acetaminophen during your pregnancy and your child was later diagnosed with ADHD, autism spectrum disorder, cerebral palsy, or other neurological disorders, you may qualify for financial compensation. Emerging lawsuits allege that manufacturers of acetaminophen failed to properly warn pregnant women of the potential harm for their unborn children. Call now to see if you qualify for financial compensation. It costs you nothing if you don't win.
Call 800-820-1276.
CBD, you've heard about it. It's helping people relieve chronic pain, improve sleep, and reduce stress. But how do you find science-based products that feel right for you? Feel Good Hemp was started after the founders used CBD oil to help their dad heal from a three-month-to-live diagnosis. They deliver all-natural, lab-tested, high-quality products at affordable prices. So visit feelgoodhemp.org/courage and be sure to use coupon code COURAGE25 to get 25% off your first order. Well, welcome back, everybody. If you just joined us, I'm interviewing Dr. Casey. She's an MD, and she's written a couple books. One is called The Prime, and the other was called Sound Medicine, where she talks about changing your eating and changing your mood, which is really powerful. Okay, let's get to that question. I've got a thyroid issue, let's say.
Yes.
You know, a lot of women are going through that, or they're losing hair. COVID things has saved women losing hair and stuff. How does diet play into that, or does it?
It's huge. So first of all, you can have a thyroid condition. You can have three different women who can have three different causes for their thyroid condition. So if you give them all the same diet, not each of them will improve. So each one of the doshas can result in the same disease process, but how you got there and how you get back is completely different. This is the whole reason for the doshas, is it gives you personalized medicine. You know, it's, you're not just some cookie cutter approach where we say everybody who has thyroid conditions, you know, has to do this. No, we look at, okay, so you have a thyroid condition. How did you get there? Which dosha got out of imbalance? Which doshas are out of balance now? And based on those answers, then you have a plan for how to get back. So dosha imbalances are always the cause for the resulting disease in the body as well as in the mind.
I really like that. Well, I know that you're going to have a new patient right here. Because you're in my same town. So I'm coming to see you. This is really good. Let's switch over to the to your book. You got a couple books out. So which one should we talk about? Sound medicine, or should we talk about
sound medicine?
We should talk about Prime.
Let's talk about the Prime first, since we're talking about the doshas.
Okay.
What I found, Ken, was when I was introducing my patients to all of these concepts, and I was so excited because I was like, oh my gosh, if I can change the way you're eating, I can change everything. And what I found, I was really lucky because I was working, you know, at Scripps Memorial in La Jolla. I had a really educated patient population. They were extremely motivated, very organized, but so many of them could not change their diet. And here, this was the key, right, for changing everything. And so I wrote the Prime because I figured out through years of research, what were the obstacles to changing the diet and what was missing in terms of the brain-gut connection due to our modern ways of eating and our modern way of living. Like, what has happened to our microbiome that makes changing your diet so difficult? So the Prime is a detox program that I actually created to help my patients with neurodegenerative conditions. But one of the common side effects for almost every person that I put through this program was weight loss. And so it ended up being a weight loss program that ends up helping with brain health. But it's really a brain health program that results in weight loss. So the Prime is really priming your body and mind for change and then introducing the dosha specific recommendations once you go through that process and reset the brain gut access. So that's what the Prime is about.
Okay. Well, by the way, I have a listening audience too. So let's tell them where they can get the book, the Prime book.
So that the Prime you can get on Amazon, anywhere basically that books are sold. You can easily get it. And there's a audio version of it as well. If you prefer listening while you're driving or while you're traveling, both versions are available everywhere.
I see. Well, we can also get it at your website there. I bet we can find out more about you there. Let's give that website, by the way. Why don't you go ahead and tell people the website that they can see and find out a lot more about you.
So drkchaudhry.com is the website where I have all of the information on the different doshas, a lot of the basics in Ayurveda. So it's a huge resource for learning kind of the ABCs of this ancient system, which is probably more relevant today than it was thousands of years ago, given all the challenges we're facing.
Well, yeah, there's another piece to that. I want to bring that up. But before I do, let me give my listening audience the actual website address. So it's DRK and then Chaudhry, Chaudhry.com.
Yes, okay. You did it. You got it right, good. Ken. You got it
right. I have cheat sheets here, so that worked. Okay. you know, how important is intuition in this process of using the doshas?
Intuition becomes more and more important the stronger your intuition is, meaning the stronger your gut, the stronger your brain, the stronger your intuition, and then the more you can trust it. And so since most of us, when we're beginning this journey, have what I call a dumb gut, and a dumb gut just means a gut that is being ruled by, parasitic bacteria, and that's directly influencing your brain, you do not want to rely on intuition because a dumb gut leads to a dumb brain. And that's why knowing this knowledge is so important. What you'll find, Ken, is as you start to detoxify your body and you get your gut-brain axis back online, your intuition gets stronger and suddenly you will spontaneously start choosing foods that are right for you. But you've got to do something first to get to that point where your intuition is clear. Otherwise, your imbalance is making all the decisions for you.
Well, you know, I've been a life coach for a couple decades. And I have to tell you that it's the hardest thing is to start. That's it. And the second hardest thing is to make 100% commitment that you're going to follow whatever the path is. We're talking about changing your health right now, changing your diet. But one of the things I think that helps everybody is when you have a book like Prime that you can go back and it reinforces what you're doing time and time again.
Exactly.
Is that one of the reasons you wrote that? I'm kind of a loaded question, but you know.
No, it is, because what I realized is that, you know, it was a system that worked so well, and I can't, you know, I can't treat hundreds of thousands of people. And yet there's so many people that have the same issue. And it's because we're all living in the same society. Our food is being modified in the same way. We all got to a dumb gut in the same way, myself included. And I got to a dumb gut even having an MD. So knowing modern medicine is not enough to be healthy. I'm living proof of that. And so this is a program that helps you to tap into that inner intelligence, not just by thinking about it, but by actually changing your biochemistry, changing your neurochemistry from the inside out.
Wow. Okay. I love that. Now, so let's say I've decided I am a Vata.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is there Vata supplements, or are there, you know, is it better to eat Vata organic foods versus non-organic? Does it matter? What do we have there?
So first of all, there's many different kinds of supplements that help to balance all of the doshas. And one of the programs I'm working with Healthy Directions is creating tri-doshic supplements that reset the brain and the gut, because that's where all of the work is. It's that's your first step. And so some of the supplements specific, since you asked for Vata, for example, ashwagandha, which everybody hears about, but it is so balancing for Vata. But you never want to do a supplement program without also adding, you know, diet and other lifestyle recommendations that support it. Supplements are an important part, but they're not the only part of a plan. They're, you know, your plan for balance has to be very holistic. And so when we talk about foods, food is medicine. That's one of the hallmarks of Ayurveda. And so my kitchen is my pharmacy. Anything happens, I go to my kitchen first, Ken. Right. And in terms of organic versus not organic, I say, go by what does your budget allow? We first want to get you onto a whole food diet. And we don't want having to shop only organic to be your hesitation for doing a whole food diet. Like first, just start cooking fresh foods, you know, and we're so lucky here in San Diego. There's so many great farmers markets that we can go to. And then as you're able, because the environmental toxins, they do impact your gut brain health over time, aim for as much organic as you can. And you know, what we did is we just started planting some of the key things that we eat regularly. We just planted them. And that's one of the ways that we connect to our food and we connect to the land is by growing some of our own food.
I love that. And, you know, I think, you know, organic is, you know, why do we eat organic? We eat organic because it has more nutrients. Mm-hmm. It hasn't, you know, it doesn't have the pesticides and the, you know, some of the things that aren't so good for us. Right.
Right.
But I like the fact that, you know, no matter where you are in the world, because we have listeners all over the world, you know, changing your health is a quest. It's not, I'm just going to do this. And, you know, maybe your first obstacle is what you just heard is, oh, we don't live in San Diego. We don't have all the options. Well,
right.
I can guarantee if you look and you keep looking, you will find the options, because that's how this universe is set up.
Yes.
It doesn't matter where you are. Okay.
And just look for what's seasonal. Look for what is dosha balancing and seasonal in your place in the world. You know, I lived in India. We set up a project in India for 3 years. And so I had to change everything I was eating from a San Diego, you know, diet to what was there locally in rural South India. So you can do this anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of India, just a very close friend of mine passed yesterday.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Ken.
She was the love of, I think the love of San Diego. Her name was Mama Chari is what we called her.
Aww.
And she was in her 80s. She lived a full, rich life. She went in peace. It was just awesome. But I think of the joy that this woman brought in people's lives. And she practiced what we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. And she lived this beautiful, rich life and filled with so much love in her life. And when you got around her, you would feel it.
Yes.
I want to say that is a quality of when you shift your thinking.
Yes.
And you start to really take 100% responsibility for what you're putting in your body and your mind and your spirit. You know, you start to change. People change. I mean, I know.
Absolutely.
You see them in the office. They change. They come in. you know, they got that look when they first see you, right? You know, that look.
I know that look. I wore that look. You know,
I wore that look. So I know that look, and I can spot it a mile away. And you know, people don't realize that you're wearing your food on your body.
Yes.
We can see you. We can see you if you're awake and alive and awake. If you're awake and you can see other people.
And food is one of the ways that you become awakened. There's an Ayurvedic proverb that as you eat, so is the mind. That's roughly how it translates. And this is like the easiest steps. People try so hard to change themselves. And eating according to your dosha is the easiest step. Ken, I had a patient who came in one time and his chief complaint, I'm not going to use the exact word because it was profanity, but his chief complaint was, I'm a jerk. And it turned out that he had a pitta imbalance and he was eating all the foods that caused a pitta imbalance. And this individual has decided that he was a failure in all relationships and it was just because of his foods. Mm-hmm. And all we did was change the way that he ate. And he still had all the wonderful pitta qualities of, you know, being very sharp, very organized, you know, very industrious, but he no longer had the imbalance. And to me, that's the real beauty in life when you can even eat your way into joy in your relationships. That's how profound food is.
And you know, the cool thing is that, you know, we all have this little inside compass. And as soon as you put something inside your body that doesn't feel right, if you just tune in, you'll realize it, right? But well,
No, I don't want to interrupt. I think we're about to say the same thing.
Okay, go for it.
I was going to say the challenge is, what if your compass has been set wrong, both biochemically and neurochemically, from the momentum of decades and decades of wrong habits? And so your compass just keeps pointing you the wrong direction. And when you start taking these little steps, right? Like first, maybe it's just switching to a whole food diet 3 days a week. Like first, it's just that. Maybe the next step is now you're going to cook according to your dosha. When you start to do these little steps and the prime is filled with a bunch of little steps, your compass starts changing towards the right direction. And then you have this momentum towards making the right choices spontaneously.
You know, it's that first step that counts. It's that first step that you just say, all right, I'm sick and tired of looking at this body this way. I'm sick and tired of feeling low energy. I'm ready to do something different. And then the next step is you say, you know what? I'm going to go and buy a primal. I'm going to go get the book. Maybe I'm going to call Dr. Casey and do a virtual appointment. I don't know if you do those, but but you're going to take that first step. And that first step is the hardest. It just is. As soon as you get off this call, you know, all the monkeys will jump back on your back. Yeah. You know, the monkeys meaning, you know, those beliefs that you say, oh, it's okay. I'll put it off till tomorrow. Don't do that. You know, that's not how we change.
Yeah.
So we change by taking that first small step. Yeah. All of us. I had to do it. You know, we all have to do it.
What was your first small step, Ken?
Small step was a giant step. back in 1992, I needed to, it's a long story, but what happened is I bought a bunch of meat and defrosted in my refrigerator and I cooked up a piece of prime rib because I thought I really needed to save that piece and it was rancid and I haven't eaten meat since then. So that was a shift for me. I went, whoa. But you know, it doesn't have to be that radical for you. but I had the intention of changing my energy and changing how I felt.
Sure.
And for me, red meat wasn't working. So it works for some people. It didn't work for me. Yeah. So I shifted that. And when you change one thing, like cut out one thing like that out of your diet, everything changes.
Well, and you're such a great example though of cutting one thing out that was causing an imbalance in the dosha. Like when you cut something out that is a key issue with your dosha, that's how radical the change can be. So that's a great example.
It was radical. In fact, it was like the blinders came off of my eyes. And the first question was, well, if I'm not going to eat red meat, what am I going to eat? I walked into the store and I started looking for things to eat. And
I
saw, and to this day, I saw things I'd never seen before, ever. Right. And they were right there in front of me for decades. But I never saw them because I was focused on, this is the only way to get protein. This is what I need. And it wasn't. So that was my experience. Anyway, thanks for asking that. okay. Oh, my goodness. We're getting, this is going fast. All right. I got to take a quick break. Listen, when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about what is it that you would recommend individuals that are on the line right now. They want to make that step, but they're kind of hesitant because they got family members, they got peer pressures, they got that maybe it's a mom, she cooks a certain way, and how is she going to do that with the family? Let's talk about some of those issues when we get back.
You got it.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing. 800-771-3380.
If you use Tylenol or acetaminophen during your pregnancy and your child was later diagnosed with ADHD, autism spectrum disorder, cerebral palsy, or other neurological disorders, you may qualify for financial compensation. Emerging lawsuits allege that manufacturers of acetaminophen failed to properly warn pregnant women of the potential harm for their unborn children. Call now to see if you qualify for financial compensation. It costs you nothing if you don't win.
Call 800-820-1276.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Well, okay. Sometimes for me, the end of the shows always have the most depth and the most information that happens, I got a feeling this is one of those shows. All right. You're a mom out there. You've been cooking for your family a certain way. Now you learn about your dosha and you're like, oh, how am I going to cook now? What am I going to do? Right? And my whole family's a different kappa, pitta, vata. Yeah. What am I going to do?
Well, first of all, I am a mom and I'm in that boat. And so what I would say is the first step, rather than trying to, throw out the family members that don't meet your dosha requirements for your menu, that let's do something really simple. I'm a big believer in simple steps. So here's two really simple steps that are going to start to give you a smarter gut and start to remove the toxins in your body so that your gut IQ, your intuition about eating is going to improve. So before having to do anything with your diet, doing anything with your foods, let's just start with these really, really simple steps for your family. One is start this supplement called Trifla. It's spelled T-R-I-P-H-A-L-A. It's made of three berries, a dose of 1,000 milligrams to 2,000 milligrams an evening. Each evening is enough for most people. This is going to start to reset your gut. And the reason why I'm saying start this first is when your gut is smarter, your brain is smarter. When your brain is smarter, the solutions come easier and they're more time effective, meaning you're using less time to come up with those solutions. So that would be my simple first step. The other one is make the prime tea. I talk about this in my book. It's made out of three seeds, cumin seeds, coriander seeds, fennel seeds, about a teaspoon of each. boil them for about 5 to 10 minutes in about 5 cups of water, strain them out, put it in a thermos, sip that tea throughout the day. And I want you to drink this for the same reason I want you to take Trifla. It's going to give you a smarter gut. If you have a smarter gut, you have a smarter brain. When you have a smarter brain, you have better solutions. It's easier to implement change. So that's what I would say is start that first, get smarter. And as you're smarter, life becomes easier. And then all of a sudden you get these brilliant ideas of, oh, I know how I could do this. Why was this difficult before?
Well, you just answered a question for me that I've never been able to figure out. How did I get smarter? Now, I don't want to get a big head about it, but honestly, you know, that is such a true statement that you said.
Yeah.
You know, everything started shifting with me when I started eating, and I mean yes. everything. Yeah. Yes. So that's
it's
really
such
good.
Low-lying fruit in a way, because once your brain is smarter, everything else gets smarter, right? I mean, the way that yeah. you budget your time, your energy, yeah. what you accomplish in your work, everything else becomes easier and simpler. And the fastest way to get smarter is to eat smarter and have a smarter gut. That's why I say eat for your dosha. But if you can't start there, just start with Trifla and start with this prime tea. It's worth the added IQ points.
That's really brilliant. Thank you for that. Well, all right. I hate to tell you this, but we're about out of time. So
you've been fun. You've been so much fun.
Been awesome. And, you know, maybe you can come back, you know, in a couple months.
I would love it.
New insights here.
I would love it. We could talk about sound medicine next time. That'd be great.
I'd love to talk about sound
Let's
medicine
do it.
With you.
I'll get Absolutely. You a copy of the book.
Okay, that's good. That's good. All right, so let's just wrap up. You know, a lot of things going on in the world, right? What would you say along the subject we've been talking about right now? You know, you got the microphone to the world right now. What do you want to say to everybody? What is that you want to tell them?
I think the big thing is, and I've seen this by living, you know, in a first world country, living in a third world country, working in a third world country, is no matter where you go, the peace that you're looking for, the orderliness that you're looking for in your world, in your environment, in your community, that's always going to come from right here. And the more peaceful you can become, the more orderly you can become, then you can take that no matter where you go. And I've been in lots of different situations with lots of different people, and I've carried that truth with me no matter where I am in the world.
Words of wisdom. Dr. Casey, thank you so much for being with
you,
us.
Ken.
I really appreciate it. Thank you. And for all of you that have been listening to the show, I hope you'll pass it on. You know, you hear me say that time and time again, but this is an important show. Why don't you pass it on to just one person today and allow them the gift of learning about the doshas, learning about how to change their health, change their vitality, have more energy, and be smarter. I mean, how cool is that? Well, I hope you'll take me up on that. And for the rest of you that have been listening to the show, and you do listen to the show, I pray that you will continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible and just live a brilliant life. Talk to you soon.